The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
We're back here on Radio Row, Mandalay Bay, Super Bowl 58. I'm with CBS analyst, college football analyst Brian Jones. What do you think so far? Radio Row, Super Bowl in Vegas?
Not my first rodeo, but it's cool. Always a circus.
Yes.
And it will just increase over the next coming day, few days, as we lead it to what I think should be a vainglorious football game.
What do you think, and did you ever think, the Super Bowl would ever come to Southern Nevada?
Never contemplated. It was never on my radar screen. But once the Raiders came, you knew it was going to happen.
Right.
They have such a beautiful stadium. So this is an ideal place for it. And how about Vegas becoming a sports mecca? You got
that.
The pro football. You got the pro hockey. You got pro baseball.
You got NBA All-Star game.
NBA All-Star game.
WNBA champions are here.
Vegas.
F1 a few months ago.
Sports destination.
It is. Entertainment and sports destination.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your sport, college football.
Come on.
No secret, a lot of changing going on. I'm not sure I can tell you who's in what conference right now.
I couldn't either.
NIL, conference realignment, paying players, coaches leaving, and what was eye-opening to me is the amount of coaches in college football not only leaving the game for retirement, Nick Saban we'll get to in a minute, Chip Kelly aggressively looking to go with be an assistant in the NFL. I mean, it's not like the guy has a bad job. He's not sitting in the Sun Belt. The guy's coaching a big program, willing to give all of that up to go to the NFL as an assistant. You don't see that often. You had a couple of head coaches are now assistants at Alabama. What are your thoughts on the changing evolution of what's going on in college football right now?
Well, listen, the landscape has definitely shifted, and I think it will continue until there's some uniformity that comes online. And I would suggest Nick Saban being the czar of college football.
I'm in.
Whom better could bring the different parties together and figure out the way forward than Coach Saban? Now, would he be willing to take on that role? Not so sure.
Okay.
But I know he has a lot of thoughts about what's going on currently. The game has changed. The legacy model of recruiting was pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with NIL, which is not being implemented as it was intended, it is pay for play, unfortunately.
So it is.
It's riskier for the coaches. The kids, they can move around as coaches can now in this transfer portal age, but there's a lot of money or a lot more money involved now with the advent of NIL. Reason why we developed our platform, Edge3.ai, powered by IBM WatsonX technology, is we want to streamline that process. We want to educate the athlete, and we want to give or provide a more efficient recruiting process for the coaches. So how do you do that? You aggregate the tons of information that's out there, and you allow that athlete and that coach to sift through that information in a timely fashion to inform their decision. That's the problem now, especially with the transfer portal. So if we can mitigate that at the onset by providing this information, we're not making a decision for you, but we're going to provide a ton of information for you to digest as much or as little as you desire to make a better decision from the outset on that college. And as a coach, I've got more information than, okay, he's a 3-star. Okay, he's a 4-star. He's a 5-star. Okay, I can look at his film, but I can't look at all of his film. Now you have a platform where you can go and you can discern whether or not more quickly, utilizing less money, whether that guy works in my locker room.
If Edge 3 was where you wanted it to be and more well-known, Nick Saban still a coach today?
There's a possibility, but I think Coach Saban said it had nothing to do with NIL, but I have to believe it has something to do with re-recruiting the guys you've already recruited,
right?
Because that's what's occurring. I liken today's college football and the recruiting similar to politics. Politics, you're always campaigning. That's just the lay of the land currently. And it's the same in college football now. You suggest I got to go recruit the new guys. Now I got to re-recruit the guys I already have in house. Back in my day, when you were in house, it was about de-recruiting, humbling you, letting you know, okay, you might have been a five-star, but we got other five-stars in here, so you assimilate and, you know, get with the program. Now I got to re-recruit those guys that I've already spent money recruiting. So he has said it wasn't a factor in him hanging it up, but I would tell you Jeff Hafley, who just left Boston College, definitely
factor,
because the game has changed. And if your heart's not in it, yeah, you should probably move on.
I want to rapid fire two questions for you. Is NIL good for the game? And is the transfer portal good for the game?
NIL is good for the game, but not how it's currently being implemented.
How would you implement it?
Because it's pay for play.
How would you implement it?
The way it was intended, it's just supposed to be a business decision between brands and the athletes. Some are doing it correctly, but this pay for play is not how it was meant to be. I was a big proponent of NIL. You should be able to benefit from your likeness ASAP and not have to defer your earning potential. So I'm a big proponent of that. Transfer portal is a good idea. I transferred.
Probably had to sit out.
Unfortunately, I did have to sit out a year. I think that's wrong. If the coach is able to move about the country, the player should be able to move about the country. Now, the transfer portal. Here's the only thing I'll tell these kids. Don't leave a job until you have another job lined up, dummy.
Yeah.
We learned that at a very young age. Make sure you have, you know, a bird in the hand before you jump somewhere else. The grass isn't always greener. Sometimes the weeds are deeper.
Who would have ever thought opening the door to paying players and free agency in college football would ever go wrong? No one saw that coming.
No, we did. And I knew it was going to be the Wild Wild West.
That's what it is.
At the beginning. But we need to get a handle on it and get a handle on it right now.
Can it be handled?
Yes. And we're gonna provide some help with Edge3.ai and IBM WatsonX.
And how are you gonna help?
We're gonna aggregate all this information so you can make better, more informed decisions. The more information you have, no matter what it is, you're deciding to buy a car, you're deciding on a wife or a husband, the more information you have about the subjects, the better decision you can make, right?
Absolutely. Brian Jones, E3, Edge3, CBS Sports. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it.
ProFootballNetwork.com at PFN 365.